committee met on July 11th. At that meeting, we had two commissioners there, Commissioner Magnuson, Commissioner Bishop, and we had the Director of Finance, Avis, was there, Chad Peterson, and Mike Strom from KLJ were there, and of course myself, and we sat down and discussed the purpose of this particular project, why it's going to go forward, what we were doing, and we came up with some bullet points according to my notes. But basically, there's six bullet points, six reasonings why we started to take a look at this and how we came to the conclusion of who should pay and how much and why. And first of all, it was that this situation has been known by the city for quite some time about the flows and the hydrants. We were just looking for some way to get this fixed, and we just didn't have the money with all the other priorities in our project box, if you will. So that's number one. Number two was with all the current water users, all of our current water customers have already paid for their connection into the water system. They've paid for their meter, they've paid for their connection. All those fees have already been paid for. And so for the city to come back and say, oh, by the way, you got to pay us some more, that doesn't make any sense. Number three would be the fire chief has given us an official notice that this discrepancy of the water mains must be corrected within the next 3 years. Number four would be Wintershow has agreed on paper to help with the payment and pay for the five hydrants that are going to go around the Wintershow building with a special assessment to the tune of $25,000. Number five would be half of the project is already paid for because of the opportune timing of this project. We have Valley Realty has installed an 8-inch main for the total length of this project. So there's number five. It's half paid for. The reasons why we're not going to special assess. And the sixth and the final one is that the additional water main will increase the performance of the hydrants by 50%, increasing the fire department's ability to efficiently fight fires, thereby reduces city risk. So with those six bullet points, the committee then came to a conclusion that the only special assessments that recommendation of the commission, the only special assessments to be charged is for the $25,000 for the extra cost of the hydrants, and that the balance of that be paid for by the R&R fund.